Hello everyone, this is Sharon and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Today we are just going to pray. Father God, thank you for the day that you have given us. Thank you for the month thus far that you have allowed us to be a part of. We thank you for all of the words of wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding, and discernment that you have given us, Father God. And we thank you for leading us on today. We thank you that you are guiding us, keeping us safe, and that you are giving us wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding, and spiritual discernment. We thank you for health in our bodies. We thank you for healing that's in our bodies. We thank you for exceeding abundantly living in peace and joy and victory, and that everything that we need is already taken care of by you, Father God. We know that you supply all of our need according to our riches, according to your riches and glory. We know that Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us." We thank you, Father God, that you are on the inside of us and you are helping us to live this life. You are just with us, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross and that you rose again. You did not stay stuck, but you allowed us, you allowed yourself to get up. The Holy Spirit gave you wisdom and power to get up. And for that, we are able to get up as well. We are resurrected with you in the name of Jesus. And for that, we are thankful. For that, we are grateful. We are living in exceedingly abundant, exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. And we are able to do everything that you say that we are able to do. We are living in a dominant position that we need to tap into. We thank you that we are yielding to the position that is the only way for us to arrive to the place where you are about to take us. We thank you, Father God, that we are hidden in the name of Jesus, as you talk to us about hidden in secret places, according to Psalms 91. We thank you, Father God, that you love us. You keep us safe. We thank you for our homes and everybody that's in them. We thank you for keeping us covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We cannot do this thing called life on our own, nor should we want to do it alone. We have to have this perfect relationship with you. We have to have a relationship with you like none other. We can believe and trust in so many things, but if we don't believe and trust in you, we will fall for everything that's going on in this world and everything that comes up against us. We thank you, Father God. We adore you. We bless you. Be with us on this day. Guide and guard and keep us safe. We give you all of our plans that we have for today, that you may agree or help us with, Father God. We don't want to just start doing things on our own and it's not in your will. We want your will to be done in us at all times. And for that, we are thankful. Thank you again, Father God, for every home represented, every man, woman, boy, girl, and every child who is going to enter our lives on today. Help us to be a blessing. Help us to bless others. Help us to smile to somebody and give them the peace that they may need from what it is that we have on the inside of us to help them. We thank you, Father God, for letting us say a kind word to somebody. We thank you, Father God, that we have a kind word spoken unto us and that you are our Father and that you guide us, you guard us, you keep us, you bless us, and you make all things well. For that, we are thankful. We want what you want. We want your will to be done in us as it is in heaven. And for that, we are thankful. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Be blessed. Until next time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.